Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Filter platform. I'm your host, Dave Shoemate. Let's just go back in time a little bit. Let's go back to the year of 2020, the COVID football season, the SEC saved football season. It's Sam Pittman's first year in Fayetteville. He's back on the hill from his time back when he was the offensive line coach with Brett Bielema under Jim Chaney when he was the OC before he left to go to Georgia. I mean, you can make a case here outside of Alabama and probably Georgia a little bit, but Georgia hadn't hit their stride completely yet. But the two teams probably really feeling best about themselves in the SEC, expectations relative to the program, were Alabama, who won the national championship in 2020, and Arkansas in Sam Pittman's first season. Won a lot of close games his first year because she probably should have won another one in that Auburn game. Conversation for another day. But things are feeling really good. I mean, a lot of Barry Odom had the D, especially they didn't get a spring. They didn't have a lot of time to practice, install defensively. Offensively, you liked what Kendall Briles was doing. You felt really good about Arkansas. You really didn't. They didn't really have their true quarterback there. They knew the Felipe Frankston. But we're fast forwarding now to 2024, just wrapping up spring, a couple of days removed from Arkansas, wrapping up Sam Pittman's, fourth spring, I guess third without COVID, spring in Fayetteville. Things feel a little different now. Success, maybe defined a little differently. How are we looking at it now? Things are changing in Fayetteville. Probably for the best, being John Calipari coming, a lot of money being backed up. From a lot of big money people in Arkansas. For people who don't know, I know Arkansas fans. Arkansas has just as much money, if not more, than anybody in the league. They can win a national championship, I think, in most sports. But now, maybe some guys are getting a little more excited. Hey, we're investing a little bit more in the collective. What is success in 2024 for Sam Pittman and the Arkansas Razorbacks in a big year where his seat's warm? And some may say even hotter than that. But yeah, I mean, he's got to win six games this year. But I'm here to tell you what do I think would be a successful season in 2024 for Sam Pittman and his Arkansas Razorbacks. Just some things I like, though. Just some things I'm really not too worried about, really, from an Arkansas standpoint. I don't really know if they have a real dude. Maybe I'm hearing some different things. Maybe Tyrone Broden, the kid it transferred in, maybe he is that guy. Big 6'7 kid, pretty bodied kid. Andrew Armstrong, Isaac Tesla, Isaiah Satigna, guys like that. I think they have a good group of receivers. It's not a concern. I like what they're doing there. But it's time for the offensive line to step up. And remember, this is Bobby Petrino coming back to Fayetteville to be calling the shots. I mean, people can believe what they want to believe. Last year at Texas A&M, he didn't have a real say in that. It was Jimbo's offense. From people I've talked to, he had to go learn Jimbo's terminology. So he was never really calling it within his own system. Offensive line's going to have to step up, though. Offensive line for Arkansas this year. They brought in some transfers. So I like what they're doing there. It's just Sam Pittman's known for producing offensive lines. Even back in his day, Arkansas originally, his Tennessee days, even under Derek Dooley, they've always had good offensive lines at Arkansas, and it just felt like the last few years with who was he? It was Cody Collins? Not Cody. The offensive line coach at Mississippi State. Now I'm missing his name. Cody. Let's see. Offensive line. Sorry, I missed it right there. Cody Kennedy. I'm sorry. Cody Kennedy is the one. They started off fine, but it's kind of time now for Eric Mateos to step over. He's kind of a guy I would be taking a look at. He's a guy you got to have circled if you're an Arkansas fan, saying like, hey, if he can develop our offensive line, get these transfers in, like Fernando Carmano transferred in from San Jose State, Addison Nickel over at the center position coming over from Tennessee. You got a guy, Keyshawn Blackstock, coming over from Michigan State. Joshua Braun's back. You have some pieces to work with. But I think the biggest coach on this staff under the most pressure is definitely – Mateos here. I think Eric Mateos has the biggest, hey, you could really elevate us here if we can bring the floor up of our offensive line. We're not like the pieces they brought in. Tykeus Crawford, looking at it. They just got to mold together and they have to stay healthy. That's key. I mean, they lose probably their best two guys, Brady Latham and Bo Limmer as well. Tight end wise, I think they probably have one of the better tight end rooms in the league, if you want to be honest. And Luke Hass, who got hurt, I believe, in the LSU game last year. Very early in that LSU game, had a big game against LSU. Who did he get hurt against in that game? Conversation for another day. Sorry, I was thinking Luke Hass. Who did he get hurt against? It was very early in a game. I forgot who it was. I want to say maybe it was LSU got hurt, but then you got Ty Washington. I remember recruiting him at the out of Georgia. He does a phenomenal job. They're both kind of different. More of a flex guy, Ty Washington is. So I like the tight end room there. I think it could be one of the best in the SEC. Talen Green, the Boise State transfer that Bobby Petrino handpicked. I'm making a comparison here, but I'm not making it because he went to Arkansas, this player. But if you're around my age, born in the late 80s, I wouldn't say this guy was in the late 80s, but really when people around my age really started keeping up with SEC football, or at least all me and all my buddies, Matt Jones was the quarterback at Arkansas. Ultimately ended up being drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars as a receiver, had some off-the-field stuff. But he was deceptively fast, big 6'6", 6'7", guy, played on the back, played power forward. I think he played the four spot for Nolan Richardson and them in basketball. This guy was an athlete. That's kind of the vibes Talen Green gives off a little bit to me. A little deceptively fast. I mean, I don't know if he's going to go timeout a four, high 4.4, 4.5 like Matt Jones did, but just like long strider. Like, man, he's picking up a lot of ground once you're on this field level. Seeing him. I like what he did in the spring game. I'm high on him. I think he can do it. Malachi Singleton's the backup in case an injury comes in. And I bring up, and I'll do a segment here later on the SEC Unfiltered platform talking about ranking the backup quarterbacks. I always look at backup quarterbacks now, especially what happened after Florida State. You got to build that in, especially because a lot of teams now have these veteran upperclassmen quarterbacks. And they have like a freshman or guy that hadn't a lot of experience, maybe even a walk-on like Tennessee does. So I always look at that. Malachi Singleton could be a serviceable, winnable guy as a backup quarterback. Running backs, I mean, they lost the Gustav kid. He went to the portal. Then like the Utah transfer, Jaquindon Jackson. I remember when he played quarterback at Duncanville. I think he can do it. Rashad DeBinion, I think they could upgrade that, just like most teams are looking for depth in the running back room due to injuries. I think the offense is going to be there, though. I think they take that next step under Eric Mateos. I like the direction the Arkansas offense is going. So that's not really a concern to me. This is the concern to me, is the defense. And it's not really Travis Williams, as some people know him as T-Will. It's not Marcus Woodson, the other co-DC. Just really the only guy that really scares me in that front seven for them. And we know in the SEC to win games, a lot of games come down to, like I mentioned it on the Alabama video, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1, big key stops that people remember, the highlight play, the touchdown, the long pass, the Hail Mary, the crazy fumble recovery. They don't remember that big stop that got the ball back. The only difference maker I see on this front seven for Arkansas is Landon Jackson. That's the only guy I really see. They got issues. I mean, Brad Spence, Xavier Story, the Georgia transfer. I think you could get better. They're going to have to go hit the portal. I think they're going to be on defense looking to hit the portal pretty hard. And that brings me to the secondary. I mean, they brought in Denico Slaughter from Tennessee off the top of my head, Miguel Mitchell, Marquise Johnson. They still got Lorando Johnson, Hudson Clark still in that rotation there, I think, in that nickel spot. They haven't been great in the secondary the last 2 years. They just really had Dwight McLaughlin was back there for them the past year. But I don't see a lot of guys. There's not really a lot of big difference makers. I mean, Trayon Jeffcoat left, especially in the front seven. The only dude I see showing up consistently day in, day out on this team that really scares me were an offensive coordinator or an offensive staff when they're preparing, scheming up Arkansas in defense. The only guy that I kind of got to work around, it's only one guy, and I can game plan around him if I'm good offensive coordinator. It's Landon Jackson. Other than that, no one scares me, and that's what concerns me for Arkansas, really, for a whole 12-game season. That concerns me. I mean, I like the Max Fletcher kid from the special team standpoint, plays kicker. To replace Little, the kicker. But other than that, I mean, offense, I think it's going to be fine. I like what Bobby Petrino is going to be bringing to this team. I really do. I feel comfortable with the offense. I just don't know if they can go outscore people with the personnel they have on defense.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the personnel on defense. Could it be better? Absolutely. And it was last year. Give T-Will credit. He improved that defense tremendously. I was with T-Will his first year at UCF. Randy Shannon was the DC with Josh Heupel the year before that. They were awful. They were at 128th, I think, in total defense. T-Will, I think, got us that year high 67. Massive improvement, like 50, 60 spots. You could tell they played with their hair on fire. Just they got worn down because Arkansas is a program right now with the portal. In high school recruiting, the state you're in, it's tough to keep depth. Most schools right now, the Alabama, Georgias, Ohio States in the world have those problems right now, much less Arkansas. So it's tough to keep bodies when you pick up injuries. Again, the defense really concerns me from that standpoint, if we're being just completely honest on that. Let me share the screen. I want to bring up the schedule before we really get into what is going to define a successful season here for the Razorbacks. All right, so I'm showing it on screen for you here. All right, so looking at that, they open it up, move that game in Little Rock on Thursday, Arkansas Pine Bluff. That should be a win. At Oklahoma State, this is a tone-setter game, in my opinion. Massive tone-setter game here for Arkansas, in my opinion. It's almost I wouldn't say must win. I hate doing that because it also goes to the opposite foot. Like, remember Billy Napier's first year, they beat Utah in the first game. Everybody's like, Billy Napier, he's arrived. They got beat by Kentucky the next week at home. Like, it's stuff like, so it's on the opposite foot. I don't want to overreact to a September 7th game on the road against another Power 4 team, but I think that's going to be a tough game at Oklahoma State. That would be a real tone setter game. UAB, better than people think. They don't need to be overlooking this game before they go play their first conference game at Auburn. So that's not as easy as people think, but should be a win. If it's not, we're probably talking about who's replacing Sam Pittman. Let's be honest. Open up at Auburn. I think you have to split the at Oklahoma State, at Auburn games to feel really good, really heading in October. You'd have one more game September 28th against Texas A&M, as you can see here in Arlington at Jerry's World. But I think how good do you feel going to that A&M neutral site game if you're 2-2 with just wins against Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and UAB, and depending how you looked at Oklahoma State and at Auburn? I think you got to split one of those. A&M, you're going to be an underdog in. I'd probably go A&M right now. Tennessee at home, you're going to be an underdog in. I'd probably go Tennessee. Right now, LSU, I mean, I comment on people's Twitter stuff all the time, but who am I not that high on going into 2024? And I'm open about it. It's both Tigers teams, or two out of the three Tigers teams in the SEC. It's Missouri and LSU. LSU, I'm not overly high on, but I think they're better than Arkansas right now. Not saying Arkansas can't win that game. I just think they're better than Arkansas right now. Arkansas is not going to be favored in that game. At Mississippi State, who knows how the season's going at the end of October? Could be favored, maybe not. Definitely winnable, though. Ole Miss at home, you're not going to be favored in. Bye week. Texas at home, you're probably not going to be favored in. Louisiana Tech, you should be. And at Missouri, as we stand right now, I don't think you're going to be favored in. So that's how many games I don't think you're going to be favored in going into it as we stand here in the middle of April. One against at Oklahoma State, at Auburn, A&M, Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Missouri. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, probably 8, honestly. Maybe, I doubt your favorite at Auburn, because I think Auburn's going to be undefeated going to that. They'll be 3-0, because I think they open up with, I forget their first, maybe Mercer, then they play Cal, maybe New Mexico. Again, I know they lost to New Mexico last year, but like, they should be 3-0 to Hugh Freeze's second season. So I think Auburn will be favored going into that game. The only games in the SEC at Mississippi State, I don't know what Mississippi State under Jeff Lebby will be like at that point in the season. And in October, remember, it's at Mississippi State. I mean, Arkansas could easily not be favored in that. This is a tough schedule, in my opinion. But again, listen, when you're going back, when we're talking at the end of September, heading to that, I think for Arkansas to feel good and Sam Pittman feel good about heading into 2025 for him to keep the job after 2024, I think they need to be 1-1. They need to get one of those big road wins at Oklahoma State, at Auburn. But what would be success? That's why you're here. You want to hear it. I think 7-5. Like 7-5, some may say 6-6. Just getting to a bowl game saves his job. If he doesn't get to I think it's pretty black and white with Sam Pittman. If he doesn't get to 6 wins, which it would be 500, 6-6. If he has a losing record, it's over. If he's 5-7, Arkansas will be replacing him with somebody. If they're 6-6, he probably sees 2025. But I think a successful season got to be a winning record. I mean, even at Arkansas, I think A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, all those teams coming into the league, is hurt Arkansas, especially Texas A&M, which, again, conversation for another day. I think 6-6, he did his job, should get to that 500, probably saves his job. I think successful season, we're talking about something else. I think that's 7-5. 7-5 with this schedule, touche. That would be an incredible season for Sam Pittman, in my opinion, from that standpoint. But so, I appreciate you joining us. What would be a successful season for Sam Pittman in Arkansas heading to 2024? I think it's 7-5. They'll be underdogs in easily 7, if not 8, of their games. So 7-5 would be a very successful season. I think that's defined success. 6-6, you're just collecting another paycheck for another year.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.